This Chanticleer his wings began to beat, as man that could his treason not espy, so was he ravished with his flattery. Alas, you lords, many a false flatterer is in your court, and many a lozenger, that pleasen you well more, by my faith, than he that soothfastness unto you saith. Readeth Ecclesiast of flattery, beware, you lords, of their treachery. This Chanticleer stood high upon his toes, stretching his neck, and held his iron close, and gan to crow and loudly for the nonce. And Dawn Russell the fox starts up at once, and by the gorget henter Chanticleer, and on his back toward the wood him bare, for yet no was there no man that him sued. O destiny, that mayest not be eschewed! Alas, that Chanticleer flew from the beams! Alas, his wife no wrought not of dreams! And on a Friday fell all this mischance. O Venus, that art goddess of pleasance, since that thy servant was this Chanticleer, and in thy service did all his power, more for delight than world to multiply, why wilt thou suffer him on thy day to die? O Gaufrid, dear master sovereign, that, when thy worthy King Richard was slain, with shot, complainedest his death so sore, why nad I now thy sentence and thy law, the Friday for to chiden, as did ye? For on a Friday soothly slain was he. Then would I show you how that I could plain for Chanticleer's dread and for his pain. Certes, such cry nor lamentation was never of ladies made when Ilion was won, and Pyrrhus with his straight sword, when he had hent King Priam by the beard and slain him, as saith Aeneidos, as maiden o'er the hens in the close, when they had seen of Chanticleer the sight. But sovereignly Dame Pertilote shrite, full louder than did Hasdrubale's wife, when that her husband had he lost his life, and that the Romans hadn't burnt Carthage, she was so full of torment and of rage, that wilfully into the fire she start, and burnt herself with a steadfast heart. O woeful hens, right so cried ye, as when that Nero burned the city of Rome, cried the senators' wives, for that their husbands losten all their lives. Withouten guilt this Nero has them slain. Now will I turn unto my tale again. The Selly widow, and her daughters too, heard these hens cry and maken woe, and out at the door starten they anon, and saw the fox toward the grove agone, and bore upon his back the cock away, and cried out, "Harro!" and "Well away! Ha-ha! The fox!" And after him they ran. And eke with staves many another man ran Carl our dog, and Talbot and Garland, and Malkin with a distaff in her hand, ran cow and calf, and eke the very hogs, so feared for barking of the dogs, and shouting of the men and women eke. They rannen so, them thought their hearts would break. They yelleden as fiends do in hell. The ducks cried, as if men would them quell. These geese, for fear, flew and o'er the trees. Out of the hive came the swarm of bees. So hideous was the noise, a bensity.